Subdued economic growth, low business morale and deteriorating operating environments have all weighed on Remgro's earnings, with headline earnings per share coming in 4.2% weaker, while its intrinsic net asset value per share fell by over 9% to 233 rands. Joining me on the line now to discuss the numbers in more detail is CEO Jannie Durand. Thanks so much, Jannie, for joining us this evening. So results being released after the closing bell, but as I say, those the headline numbers, HEPS down 4.2%, and you've described the period as one of your most challenging. Where are you feeling the pressure right now?
Yeah, I've been in the investment industry for about 25 years. So it's been one of my most challenging years that I've been in charge of CFO of Remgro. I think in terms of the regulatory environments that we operate in, it's been very uncertain. I mean, we look at the Swiss regulatory environment in terms of Switzerland in the hospital side, Mediclinic. We look in South Africa, the NHI, the publishing of the bill. We look at the market inquiry. We look at import duties on sugar, on chicken and things like that. It's created a very uncertain environment and makes it very difficult to do long-term planning. And that, I think, that is why corporate South Africa, to a large extent, and even Remgro, we're actually very reluctant to put a lot of capital into South Africa at the moment in long-term projects because of the uncertainty.
Okay, so with that, you're sitting with about 1.8 billion rand on your balance sheet in terms of your net cash position. A lot of the investors out there want to know, are you simply then just sitting on your hands, or are you starting to explore some of the opportunity you could leverage off right now for when the cycle does turn?
Absolutely right. So we're not sitting on our hands, definitely not. We're looking at opportunities, and maybe in these difficult times, opportunities might present itself. Prices have come down significantly, so there might be in the long term, if you take a long-term view, that there might be some gems that you can unearth in this environment. We're actually also investing into one area, infrastructure. So if you look at on the fiber optic space in the broadband behind Boomatel and Dark Fiber Africa, we're put a lot of capital behind that investment. Of course, we see a lot of growth in that area. But yes, there might be some opportunities in the next 12 to 18 months, especially if things are getting tougher.
Having said that, I mean, you've got, cash at your center having increased to over 15 billion rand, Jannie, and a lot of that being whittled away by your debt position, with debt at the center coming through at 13 billion rand. Is that, are you worried about debt at that position, or are you generating enough or strong enough operational cash flows at the moment to bring that down?
Yeah, the debt has been on our balance sheet for about 3 years, more just over 3 years. So it's actually becoming less and less as we go on. So I think we are very comfortable with our debt levels and our net cash position. That's why we actually were able to increase our dividend by 6%. I mean, our underlying businesses are still very strong in the sectors they operate with. They're market leaders or close to market leaders, and they generate quite good cash even in difficult times. And so our cash generation at the center has been positive, and that's why we're able to actually increase the cash dividend by 6%. So I'm very comfortable with our net debt position at the moment.
Just looking at those revenue generators, case in point is your banking investments. I mean, they've remained resilient, contributing to 46.2% of headline earnings, and that buffering you quite nicely over the tough period.
Absolutely. I mean, First Rand has over the last few years been a star performer in our portfolio. And I mean, the cash generation that they've created, I mean, and the increase in their dividends has been remarkable for us. And so it helped us quite a lot. Even some of our smaller investments, if you take a company that we just actually have a very structure of unity, that is Sikwala Foods, had a good cash generation years, and we were able to declare a good dividend. So now we've been actually very happy with our underlying cash flow out of our investments.
Jannie, having said that, on the flip side of that coin, you're seeing lower earnings from RCL Foods, Community Investment Ventures Holdings, Total South Africa as well. Are you looking at letting go of any of those? Are those any of those potentially sitting on the chopping block?
Absolutely not. Definitely not CIVH. That is the fiber optic asset that I've talked about, the broadband. So we see a lot of growth in that. The reason for the losses this year is still we're investing capital ahead of the curve, so we experience depreciation without the resultant revenue streams. Also, we acquired Boomatel this year, so we had some transactional costs there. So if you look at the underlying performance of CIVH, it's been very good. If you look at Total, the reason for the increase for the losses, or the let's call it lesser earnings, is really a stock adjustment, because of last year we had a windfall of higher oil prices. This year the oil prices are quite flat. But the underlying performance of Total has been very good, up 15%.
7.3% on a normalized basis. RCL, yes, you're absolutely right, had a tough year. Sugar imports, sugar taxes, as well as chicken imports. So that is at a difficult year. But if we look through the cycle, hopefully that will improve going forward.
Yanni, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Remgro, Yanni Durant.